You are listening to a message from the Metropolitan Bible Baptist Ecclesia. Get the latest updates by visiting www.mbbe.org or like us on facebook.com/mbbeintl.
There are Bibles and turn open it to the book of Psalms. Psalms 42. Aklat ng Salmo, Kabanatang 42. It says, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise to the multitude that kept holiday. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my soul, O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermon, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep, all the noise of the water spouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. In the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise thee, praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Shall we pray? Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you always, dear Father God, there's always a word of comfort to all of us. A word in which we are challenged to look upon thee, Lord, and trust you more. I pray now you be the one to bless everyone. Thank you, Father God, so much for everything that you've done. May now bless this message, Father God. Anoint the lips of your servant. In Christ name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I'd like to start with verses 1 and 2, where it says, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? I would like to entitle my message today with a longing, with a desire. And the title of my message is, Dear God, I long for you. Dear God, I long for you. Looking at the meaning of the word long in a dictionary, the word long, of course, there are a good number of meanings when we speak of the word long, but they're all related. You know, Sa ibang bahagi, ang salitang long would be mahaba or extensive or extension or, you know. Pero ito related din eh. Tinatawag nating long. Okay? The word long here is a verb. Okay? And it speaks of a feeling of a strong desire. Well, the meaning of the word long here is to feel a strong desire. To feel a strong desire. And that is what the word panted or pant means in Psalm 42 and verse number 1. The word pant means longing for God. You see, as the heart panted after the water brook, so panted my soul after thee, O God. The heart is a deer, usa, okay? Inihalin tulad ang longing natin sa ating Panginoon sa desire ng isang usa na siya palagi ay nandoon sa isang malinis na tubig. Isang malinis na ilog kung saan siya ay makakainom. You know how important water is to living things, isn't it? And so here we are. The word long, meaning to feel a strong desire. The word panteth means to cry out. It means, Lord, I long for you. So aptly and appropriately, I entitled this message like a personal man going to God and say, Lord, dear Lord, I long for you. I want to cry out to you. Now, using the word a strong desire, there are 5 things that I wrote about this. What are our strong desire for God? First of all, number 1, when we speak of, dear God, I long for you, to me, it means I have a strong desire to talk to God. A strong desire to talk to God. Of course, we speak of that to be prayer, isn't it? That's the reason why I started the prayer lockdown, where we have a 24 prayer chain, you see, where we ask our members to come together and pray at least 30 minutes of your time every day because of what is happening now. So to me, when I speak of, dear God, I long for you, I speak of a strong desire to talk to God. Don't you have that strong desire? Especially if you are a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ. You should have that desire. Now, even people who do not believe like we do, even people who do not actually believe in the Word of God, even people who are just religious, they have a strong desire to talk to God. Almost everyone prays, whether it be the Muslims, the Buddhists, the Catholics, the Protestants, even those that we say are people that do not even care about the Word of God, they have a strong desire to talk to God. How much more us? I would walk every day and I would see people walking also, and I would see them walking with a rosary with them. The Buddhists have their own beads also that they use. The Muslims also have their own beads. Those are prayer beads. Diba? The Roman Catholic Church calls it prayer rosaries. So that they would be able to remember their prayers. You see? Kung ako, gagawa ako ng beads. Yung beach na yan, eh, gagawin ko lamang to remember the people I'm praying for. Not to remember my prayer. But you know, so many times, as I would walk, I would come to God in prayer. So, when we speak of, dear God, I long for you, number one, a strong desire to talk to God. Number two, a strong desire to fellowship with Him. A strong desire to fellowship with Him. Lord, you know, now I don't know if how many people would have that strong desire to fellowship with God. When we come together for worship, we're fellowshipping with God. When we come together for corporate prayer, we're fellowshipping with God. When we come together like this, we're fellowshipping with God. You see, a strong desire to fellowship with Him. That's the second thing. Oh. Now, thirdly, ano pa? Huh? When I say, dear God, I long for you. First of all, a strong desire to talk to God. Number two, a strong desire to fellowship with Him. And number three, a strong desire to cry out for help. A strong desire to cry out for help. In verses 3 and 4, verses 3 and 4 of this verse, it says, my tears have been my meat or my food day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise with the multitude that kept holiday. A strong desire to cry out for help. And so many times, you know, people who do not believe in your God, would ask those questions. Now, where is your God now? Where is your God now? You see? Now, what would your answer be? If some people would look at your troubles, would look at your desperation, would look at your problems, would look at your attitude, it seems that, you know, you're confused and everything like this. People would see that. Then they would ask, all right? Where is your God now? You say you believe in God? You say you call upon your God? Where is He now? Folks, sometimes that is a question quite hard to answer, isn't it? But you know for a fact, that you could be able to tell him, you know what? The first of all, you do not show people that you are panicky with your problems. Mas nagpapanik ka kaysa rin sa mga tao walang pagkakilala kay Kristo. Mas troubled ka kaya sa mga tao na hindi naiiniwala sa salita ng Diyos. Di ba? Kasi pag pinakita mo sa kanila, samantalang naniniwala ka sa Diyos, samantalang nag-aating ka na ikisiya, samantalang ikaw ay babasa ng Bible, pero nakikita nila na mas troubled ka kaysa kanila. Nakikita nila mas ikaw ay problemado kaysa kanila. Kaya talagang tatanungin ka, akala ko ba naniniwala ka sa Diyos? Nasaan Diyos mo ngayon? Mahirap nang sabihin yan na kapag nakikita ng mga tao na mas troubled ka, mas problematic ka, mas desperate ka, mas depressed ka, mas worried ka kaysa kanila, ay mahirap ipagtanggol ang sarili mo, di ba? Mahirap sabihin, ang Panginoon nasa puso ko, eh bakit desperate ka? Di ba? If you believe that the Lord is in your heart, if you believe that the Spirit of God is in your heart, then your faith in Him would actually take away your troubled soul. Now, you might be troubled, pero makikita na mga taong hindi, mga taong tagalabas, na you're confident because you find comfort in the Lord. Di ba? Dapat ganun, kahit troubled tayo. Oo, kahit may mga desperation tayo sa buhay. Yet when other people look at us, they look at us as people of God that trust the Lord, whose confidence is in the Lord, not everything is all right, but we're just trusting the Lord for it. Okay? A strong desire to cry out for help. Dear God, I long for you. A strong desire to talk to God. A strong desire to fellowship with Him. A strong desire to cry out for help. And number four, dear God, I long for you. A strong desire for comfort and assurance that only God can give. A strong desire for comfort and assurance that only God can give. Ang sabi ng psalmist natin, you know, ako'y umiiyak sa Panginoon day and night. Pero alam mo, sabi niya, when I pour out my heart to the Lord, I would go to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holiday. You know, the house of God is the house of prayer, the house of comfort, the house of confidence. That's the reason why we love to go there. The house of God is a house in which we pour out our hearts to God in praise and in joy. You see that? Yan ang kaibahan ng bahay natin sa bahay ng Panginoon. Oo. Sabaga sa bahay ng Panginoon, talaga nakafocus tayo sa Diyos. Di ba? Hindi yung sa bahay ng Panginoon, natutulog ka. Hindi. Sa bahay ng Panginoon, you're focused in worshiping God. Sa bahay ng Panginoon, when you talk about the house of God, di ba? It is the house in which you can pour out your heart to the Lord. It is the house in which you can have joy and praise towards God. Is the house in which you can worship God. You see? That's why we go to His house. Oh. Now, a strong desire for comfort and assurance that only God can give. And number five, a strong desire to see Him. A strong desire to see Him. Verse number two says, my soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? When shall I come and appear before God? You know, during the memorial service of Brother Villegas, I told you before, I heard that song, No Night There. And all of a sudden, while listening to that song, all of a sudden, I felt like I miss heaven. I felt like I would like to see my Lord face to face. I felt like I'd like to experience heaven now. But of course, we still want to live for the Lord to the fullest extent. We still want to serve Him on earth until the Lord Jesus Christ says, come and enjoy heaven. All of us who are believers of the Lord Jesus Christ have a strong desire to see Him. Meron mga tao na meron silang strong desire to see someone na mahal nila, di ba? Oh. I mean, you know, nakakakita ka ng mga namamatay. Oo. Asabihin nila, darating ang panahon, makikita muli tayo. But I will wait for that day I can see you. Pero tayo mga anak ng Diyos, tayo mga ligtas na mga tao, tayo nakakilala sa ating Panginoon. Ha? Ang ating desire, more than anything else, is to see our Lord. Marami na akong mga mahal sa buhay sa langit. Andun ang mga lolo ko at mga lola ko, andun ang mga auntie ko, andun ang mga tiyo ko, andun ang tatay ko at nanay ko. Anong dalawa kong kapatid? And mas, as I also long to see them, more so, more importantly, I have a strong desire to see my God. Dear God, I long for you. I long to talk to you. I long to fellowship with you. I long to cry out for help. I long for your comfort and your assurance that only you could be able to give. And I long to see you. But because of human weakness, we succumb to our troubles so many times, isn't it? Sa ating human weakness, nadadala po tayo ng ating mga problema. Nadadala tayo ng ating mga troubles. And seemingly, we become desperate. In this pandemic, alam ko, pareho tayo nga sabihin ko sa inyo, I get tired. Nakakapagod na itong pandemic na ito. Malalaman ko na lamang na meron tayong mga members sa positive na, and I get affected. You know, I get stressed up. And when I get so stressed up, you know, acid comes up to my esophagus. I begin to have this acidity and acid reflux. You know, not for myself alone, but for the people that God gave me to minister to. We succumb to that. Why? Well, because of human weakness. Because we're still in the flesh. Yan ang sinabi ng psalmist natin, the verse number 5. Ang sabi niya, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Tinanong niya ang kanyang sarili, bakit ka nanlulumo? Bakit baksak ang emotion mo? Why are you so troubled? Bakit parang wala kang katahimikan? Ha? Why? Now, that is the reality of human weakness. Hindi itinago yan ng psalmist. He revealed that to God. He told the Lord, Lord, I'm cast down. Alam nyo, kinakailangan din naman maging honest tayo sa Panginoon, di ba? Hindi naman tayo pwedeng magtago sa kanya anuman. Oo. Hindi naman pwedeng, kunwari, malakas tayo, samantalang hindi. Di ba? Hindi pwede namang, kunwari, okay tayo sa lahat ng bagay, pero sa puso natin, hindi. The psalmist revealed to the Lord. Sabi niya, Lord, I'm cast down. Lord, I am disquieted. At hindi niya tinatanong ang Panginoon diyan. Pero ito ay sinasabi niya sa kanyang sarili. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Inulit niya ito sa verse number 11. Yung last verse. Sabi niya, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Ibig sabihin, matindi. Matindi yung kanyang problema, matindi yung kanyang mga troubles. In verse number 9, sabi niya, I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Parang nakalimutan mo na ako, Panginoon. You know? Meron ka bang feeling na ganyan at times? Parang nakalimutan ka na? Oo. Hindi naman ibig sabihin na tama yung sinasabi niya. Tamang attitude yan. Sapagkat alam natin hindi tayo nakakalimutan ng ating Panginoon, di ba? Pero there are times na masyado tayong trouble sa buhay natin. Whether it be sickness or financial problems or whatever it is. Eh, sa katunayan naman, halos lahat ng ating mga problema is our own fault, isn't it? Pero, para pa rin sinasabi natin, Panginoon, nakalimutan mo na yata. Bakit ako kinakailangan malungkot? Ha? Para ako namatayan. Okay? Sapagkat sa ginagawa ng aking mga kaaway. To us today, the pandemic is the oppression. The oppression of our enemy. This is what they call us demonic oppression na binibigay sa lahat ng tao sa buong mundo. But why do you think that God is allowing things to happen like this? Para malaman po ng buong sangkatauhan, may Panginoon na sila, pwede silang puntahan. Para malaman po ng buong sangkatauhan, na nawalan na kayo ng paniniwala sa Diyos. Nakalimutan niyo na mayroong Diyos. Nakalimutan niyo na mayroong lumalang sa inyo. Mahirap. At alam ko, ang ating Panginoong Hesus Kristo, nakikita niya ang kalagayan ng buong mundo and he's having a hard time too. You know, I believe that the Lord is also suffering when he sees the suffering of his own people. But you know what? Despite the human weakness, despite our broken emotions, despite all the troubles we have and the problems we have, as I've said, let us not call them hindrances, but let's call them challenges. Why? Because it says in verse number 5, hope thou in God. Si Ryan sumagot ng kanyang tanong, di ba? Hope thou in God. Umasa ka sa Panginoon. For I will yet praise him for the help of his countenance. In verse 11, sabi, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God. We have some people today that are suffering from this pandemic. You might be suffering financially. You might be suffering in your own mind. You might be suffering with stress and worry and paranoia and depression because of this pandemic. But the greatest suffering is when you do not know Christ as your personal Savior. The greatest suffering is when you begin to realize that you don't have eternal life. The greatest suffering is when you do not even know your own destiny. And we can solve that suffering today. How? It says, hope thou in God. That is the very reason why the Lord Jesus Christ came. The Lord Jesus Christ came. He became a man. And the whole world today will commemorate the coming of Christ. For what reason? Just because it's tradition? No. Because it tells a story of hope, my friend. The story of the hope of salvation. That only the Lord Jesus Christ can give salvation to a man if he would call upon him today. When we speak of salvation, we speak of the salvation of our soul. We speak of eternal life after death. We speak of letting the Spirit of God dwell in our own hearts. We speak of the assurance of ourselves before God. Why? Because the world never gives any assurance. Your religion will not give you any assurance or any hope of your salvation. Only God can give you hope through Jesus Christ. Ang Panginoon po natin, ang ating Diyos, hindi nagbibigay ng pag-asayan sa pamamagitan po ng relihiyon. Hindi po. O sa pamamagitan po ng simbahan, kahit ang ganda-ganda ng simbahan na yan, sa pamamagitan ng mundo, sa pamamagitan ng pera, hindi po. Pero ang ating Panginoon, ang ating Diyos, ay nagbibigay ng pag-asa sa pamamagitan ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Ang kinakailangan mo lamang dapat gawin ay isuko mo ang buhay mo sa Kanya. You can tell the Lord, Lord, I'm in trouble. The best word should be, Lord, I am sinful. I am a sinner. I am troubled because I am a sinner. And today, I need you in my life. Today, I realize you are my only hope. And I come to you. And I ask you to come into my heart. I accept you as my own Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Live within me. Give me the hope that I need. And today, I am fully trusting and putting my faith upon you alone. Let's all stand together, please. Every head be bowed. Every eye be closed. First of all, I would like to talk to those people who are right now watching with us through live streaming. And you are one of our visitors. You were only invited by our people to just, why don't you go to our website and Facebook and listen to the preaching of the Word of God. And thank God you came. Thank God you attended. And today, God would like to give you hope. And if you believe today that through the Word of God, your only hope is God through Jesus Christ, I want you to pray to the Father today. I want you to tell these very words right now with all your humility and honesty. Tell God these very words. Lord, I am a sinner. And I'm going to hell. And dear Father, today, I want to declare that you are my hope. I now receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior. Confessing all my sins to Him. I am fully trusting and putting my faith upon you alone, dear Jesus. Thank you for the hope that is in me today. In Jesus' name I pray. If you pray that prayer, my friend, while you are listening, while you are in the privacy of your own room, if you pray that prayer, tell us about it. Go online and give us your name so we can rejoice with you. Message us and tell us that today you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Well, every head be bowed, every eye be closed. What is your desire for the Lord to do for you? Can you also tell the Lord, Lord, I long for you. Dear God, I long for you. I have a strong desire to talk to you, Lord. I have a strong desire to fellowship with you. Lord, I cry out for help because I cannot help myself. Lord, I cry for comfort and assurance that only you can give. And dear Lord, someday, I have a strong desire to see you. And you can come to your God today. You can come to your Savior today and tell him, Lord, I'm here. I'm troubled. You can tell yourself today, Lord, why are you troubled, oh my soul? Why are you disquieted in me? Hope down in God. Despite all these things today, talk to your God. Because he is always there to listen. And he is always there to give you hope. Talk to him.
Thank you for tuning in to the Metropolitan Bible Baptist Ecclesia podcast. We hope you enjoyed this message by Dr. Benny Abante Jr. For more information about Pastor Abante's teaching and his ministry, visit www.mbbe.org.